In today's entertainment news, tell me something good. Here's some good news. Michael Jordan continues to give back and has just donated $2 million of earnings from his docuseries, The Last Dance. We all saw it. To local food banks in the Carolinas and in Chicago. Jordan released a statement saying, in these challenging times and in a year of unimaginable difficulty due to COVID-19, it's more important than ever to pause and give thanks. By the way, Jordan, that's Michael, isn't done giving. He also recently pledged to donate $100 million over the next 10 years to organizations dedicated to fighting for racial equality. I love that.
Come on, Mike. Jordan,
yeah,
he's like
Mike. Criticized for not giving back and, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, $100 million, over that's a lot years. Of giving back.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of people unfairly said those things about him because they didn't understand. You have to understand what his calling was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of giving that he never made public over the years.
That's right,
I know
Steve.
For a fact, man, this dude has done so much for so many people. Now, he ought to open up a Nike warehouse in Compton and all like that. I got y'all saying that. But see, he don't own Nike.
Right.
I think too, though, at the time, compared to like how the athletes are today with the social movement, I think that's what people wanted to see more from Michael. Didn't say he didn't do it. They just didn't know. Like, you see LeBron.
Yeah.
You see.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So I think it's a different time, too. Social media.
And some people, some people like to, they don't like to let their left hand know what their right hand is doing. They give, they give silently, and they, you know, take the criticism as well as the congrats, you know?
Look, this isn't against LeBron because he's sheer greatness with what he does. And I applaud
that. Yeah, and it's not just giving, too, it's
activism. But people don't understand. Michael Jordan's calling, if it was no Michael Jordan, there is no Kobe, there is no LeBron, there is no Greek, there is no Jimmy Butler, there is no Westbrook, ain't no Harden.
We're talking the GOAT now.
It's none of them because he took basketball and put it on his shoulders and made it a global sport. Yeah. You don't know what this dude was going through, man.
Exactly. I'm saying that's what I think what people mean when they say that. But like you said, you don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
A lot of people give in silence. They don't need the public accolades. They don't need all of that. But anyway, we're moving on. And other good news, Walmart revealed that Patti LaBelle sold 1,500 sweet potato pies per hour this past Thanksgiving.
What?
Lord.
Per hour. Patti, come on, Patti.
Come on, Patti.
I thought you got ready to say 1,500. I'm going down. 1,500 an hour.
Yes, 1,500 sweet potato pies per hour. Per hour. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Go, Patty.
Yes. We all remember when James Chanel made that viral video about Patty pies. Patty sells about 36,000 pies per day. So there you have it.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. And finally, yesterday, Bill Cosby's lawyers were in Pennsylvania Supreme Court asking the judge to throw out his sexual assault conviction. Lawyers for Cosby, who was more than 2 years into his 3 to 10 year prison sentence, believe there was certain evidence and testimony that the judge should not have allowed. All right? There you go. All right, Steve, let's move on. Time for headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's this is Ann Tripp with the news, and let's do this. Hey, guess what? Pfizer's COVID vaccine has been okayed for distribution, but not here in Great Britain. That's right. Pfizer's COVID vaccine okayed in Great Britain. Pfizer's vaccine is expected to start being distributed in the U.S. on December 15th. And Moderna, they have their own coronavirus vaccine also. That's expected to be out a week after the Pfizer. So we got to wait till December 15th. And then, of course, we have a pecking list as to who needs it first and who will get it first, okay? U.S. Attorney General William Barr tells the Associated Press that the Justice Department has found absolutely no evidence of any voter fraud that would change the outcome of the election. Barr's comments contradict President Trump's repeatedly unfounded claims that the election was rigged. By the way, Bob added, though, later on that, we're still investigating. President-elect Joe Biden urging the Congress to pass a new COVID stimulus package and quickly to provide immediate economic relief for struggling families.
There's a reason why all the states and localities have to have a balanced budget, but we're allowed federally to run a deficit in order to deal with crises and emergencies that we have in the past. And we have to keep vital public services running. We have to give aid to local and state governments to make sure they can have law enforcement officers, firefighters, educators.
Millions of Americans have been thrown out of work, of course, because of the coronavirus, and many will lose their unemployment assistance the day after Christmas unless another financial assistance bill is passed. That's why the urgency. Yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers proposed a $908 billion, with a B, package. It's an aid package that they say would provide for additional unemployment insurance. Of course, getting it through the Republican-dominated Senate, and then you have to see whether President Trump will sign it, you know, goes through a few things, but that's what they're hoping for on Capitol Hill. It's a $908 billion aid package providing some additional unemployment. Again, folks are going to lose employment, a whole lot of them, the day after Christmas unless something is done. Representatives from seven civil rights organizations pressing for a meeting with the president-elect, hoping to get more cabinet picks of color for his administration. According to the results of a national survey, get this, of how Americans are protecting themselves in the time of COVID, women are reportedly more likely to practice social distancing than men. Asian Americans and Black Americans are more likely to do it than white people. So are older and more educated people than younger and less educated folks. There's a political divide as well, as you would expect. Democrats consistently score higher than Republicans on the 100-point scale that researchers use to measure people's overall positive behavior. And today, National Women's Wednesday. You got it. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.